Nearly 5,000 miles away, on an island of a different kind, Norita is a modern Hawaiian restaurant in the heart of the Big Apple. Tucked away in the East Village, I popped in recently for a visit.
So this is our menu here.
That's right, chef owner Chung Chow, a local boy from Honolulu whose culinary resume includes stints at Thomas Keller's Bouchon in California and Per Se in New York. The Roosevelt grad grew up helping out at his parents' noodle shop on King Street. He says a lot of his dishes pay homage to that island upbringing.
So I grew up eating a lot of noodles.
Is that what chow noodles is?
Yeah, so yeah. That's actually a recipe from my dad's shop back then. So something that we wanted to bring here. So this is some of my childhood. I've worked or helped out since I was like 11, 12 years old. So, you know, food or noodles and stuff has always been, you know, a thing.
Scanning the menu, items like mochiko chicken and kalua pork jump out. Other local ingredients are more subtle.
We have lihing mango in one of those pickle plates, and then the hearts of palm we get from the Big Island. If you look at it as a whole, you know, it just looks like a regular menu, but and then you think hard and you see a lot of different Hawaiian influences.
Like using taro instead of potatoes in a gratin. Even Chow's musubi has a twist, corned beef tongue instead of spam.
You know, being from Hawaii, I think that was one of the reasons we finally went with this concept, kind of showcase where I'm from and really do what I'm familiar with and what I grew up with.
But Chow will be the first to say what he's cooking is not traditional Hawaiian food.
I would never say this is a Hawaiian restaurant. I would say this is a modern Hawaiian or a restaurant influenced by Hawaiian flavors. There's many flavors that encompasses what Hawaiian food is, right? And depends on which era of Hawaii you're talking about too. You know, from the plantation era to the modern era, and even Hawaiian food right now in Hawaii, it's not Hawaiian anymore too, right? You have a lot of people who are doing fine dining, you have a lot of people doing French influence and still Hawaiian food. But, you know, what makes it really Hawaiian?
That question, Chow hopes, is still evolving. For now, the next challenge on his plate, getting local New Yorkers hungry for poi. Molly Solomon for HBR News.